Today's daf is daf lamed hey. Today's daf is being sponsored by Dr. Eli Fien from Atlanta and a celebration of his completion of Chovos Halavavos. Okay, so we made it to the bottom, or let's take from the bottom of lamed dalet amr beis. Let's take it up 1, 2, 3, 6 lines up from the bottom. Amr Shmuel. So Shmuel says we're talking about the need for the havchana, the distinction, the separation between the two marriages. So in order to know who the father is, so Gemara says Amr Shmuel v'chulan tzrichan lahamtin shloshe chadashin. All women must wait 3 months from a previous relationship. The chutz megiores u'mishuchares katana, with the exception of a convert or a shifcha who is freed as a katana. Aval katana bas Yisrael tzricha lahamtin shloshe chadashim. However, if it's a child who was a bas Yisrael always, she does require waiting 3 months. The question is, why is there a need to wait 3 months? If we're assuming that a katana can't get pregnant, there's no reason to distinguish between her previous relationship and a current relationship. So what's the need? So Gemara asks, uvimai, what's the situation whereby a katana bas Yisrael does require, in fact, shloshe chadashim? Imibmiyin v'tam b'miyin, where she opted out of a marriage of a kedusha d'rabbanan. Does she really need to wait shlosha chadashim in that case? V'hamer Shmuel dilo boi. That Shmuel says that one does not need to have to wait shlosha chadashim if it was through mian. V'beget, if it said she had a real marriage and there was a need for a get, and so then v'hamer Shmuel already said chadazinda. He already told us this once before that if the relationship ended with a get, you do require shlosha chadashim. It's not needed to teach me yet a second time in Shmuel's name. And so Gemara says, Damar Shmuel says, Mi ana bo eina tzricha lahamtin shlosha chadashim, nasan la get tzricha lahamtin shlosha chadashim. In other words, these two scenarios, both the case of miyun and get, are both already discussed by Shmuel, that by miyun, katana, you don't have to wait shlosha chadashim, and get, one does have to wait shlosha chadashim. So what's being added in that has not yet been discussed? So Gemara says, Ella's business. It must be a case of znus where the katana was mizana, and that means there was a relationship, of course, and that's when you have to have shloshe chadashim. The Gemara says, why? If she's not going to get pregnant, there's no need. V'gazu rabbanan, says the Gemara, and daf lamed hey now, v'gazu rabbanan katana mishim gedola. Because even though katana, you're right, there's no chashash of her getting pregnant, but in the case of her being mizana, we require shloshe chadashim, so in order as a gzera for gedola, who is mizana, she certainly requires shloshe chadashim. So Gemara says, "Umi gazrina ketana mishum gedola." Do we really make such a gzera that we prohibit the ketana from getting married for 3 months in order to protect so too we have by the gedola, in order that we ensure that by a gedola also waits 3 months? Vatan the Mishnah says, "Our very Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel a couple of days ago." Our Mishnah says, if they were katanos, katanos do not require waiting 3 months. So clearly we don't make a gzera on the katanos atu the gedolos. So Gemara says, Amarav Gidol, Amarav, Harash Shahai. So that case of the Mishnah was a strange case where they swapped wives. That's Harash Shah. That was a one-time occasion. You're not gozer in that which is loshchich. Meaning in general, we're gozer, katana, on the gedola, unless it's a case of loshchiach, whereby we're not gozer. So the case of hechlifu, switching the wives, that's a loshchiach, and there's no need for gzer. Or he says, wait a second. So hara shaisa mechada havia, meaning that actually happened. Meaning this person, that case of the switching wives actually happened. That we had to make a hara shah. Or he says, no, it didn't actually happen. Ella ki harash shah haisa v'chilof loshchiach. In other words, it didn't really happen. But if it were to happen, it would be so rare, it would be like Horah Shah, whereby we would not need to make a gzera because the chilaf, the swapping of the wives, is incredibly rare and frequent, if ever, to happen, and that's why there's no gzera. But in general, we are gozer, shlosh chadashim katana, atu gdola. So we have in the case of get, there's a gzera, in the case of znus, there's a gzera, but in the case of miyin, and the case of hichlif, there's no gzera because those two cases are infrequent. So Gemara now says a Lishna Achrina now, 6 lines down on Daf Lamed Hayom and Aleph. Lishna Achrina, a different version of this discussion of Shmuel, Amri Lei, others say it as follows. Amr Shmuel, Kulon Tzrichos Lahamtin Shloshe Chadashim, all women have to wait 3 months before getting married, Chutz Migiores Umishuchreres Gedola, except for if they're a Gedola as a convert or free, about Ketana Bas Yisrael, Eina Tzricha Lahamtin Shloshe Chadashim. Here, Shmuel says, they do not have to wait 3 months, a Bas Yisrael who's a Ketana. What's that case? B'mai, what's the case? Ibamiyin Hamar Shmuel Chadazim. If he's telling us that if a Ketana was me and she opted out of a Kedusha D'Rabbanan, she doesn't have to wait Shloshe Chadashim. We already know this from a different statement of Shmuel. And Ibaget, if it's where she was given a get, Well, how come are Shmuel debai? Shmuel says that they do require a get. In other words, if a katana received a get, she does require shlosh chadashim. That contradicts what he says above. The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, mi anabo ena tzrich lamtin shlosh chadashim, nasin la get, tzrich lamtin shlosh chadashim. So these two cases of both mian and get already been discussed. So what's the case that has not yet been discussed? Ela biznus, viznus b'ktana lo shchiach. By the case of viznus, of a katana, we were not gozer shlosha chadashim. Why? Because nus by katana is very rare, and we're not gozer. So in other words, there are two man damrim, whether or not we were gozer katana biznus, or we're not gozer katana biznus. Gemara now says, giores umishuchreres de shchiach biznus ligzer. So this Lishna Achrina said that we don't have to wait shlosha chadashim for giores and mishuchreres. Why not? So isn't znus very common amongst these women? So we should be gozer shlosh chadashim. So Gemara says, Damar Rabbi Yossi. He holds like Rabbi Yossi. This understanding of Shmuel is like Rabbi Yossi. How so? The Tanya, the Braisa says that Hagiores, Vashvuya, Vashivcha, Sheniftu, Sheniskaru, Sheneshachru, these three individuals who were either freed, they were led out of captivity, they converted. The first opinion is Trichos, Lahamtin Shlosh Chadashim, Divri Rabbi Yehuda. They have to wait 3 months from when they were freed because we assume that there was Nus, they were Mezana. But when they were in that state of Avda, state of as a Shivcha, as a guy. But Rabbi Yossi holds, Matir Liaris Linase Mia. We'll see why in just a second, but he says there's no need to wait Shlosh Chadashim. So when Shmuel said above that the Mishuchreres and the Megiyas don't have to wait Shlosh Chadashim, even as a Gedola, even though Znus is common, that's like Rabbi Yossi who does not require 3 months. They could get married immediately. They convert, they get freed, right away they get married the next day to a Jew. Why is that? Asks the Gemara. Why don't they have to wait 3 months? To my time with Rabbi Yossi, Kasavri Isha Mizana, Mishameshes, Bimoch, Kadeshul Tisaber, when she's Mizana, she'll make sure not to get pregnant, so therefore there's no need to wait 3 months. So Amalei Abai says, Bishma, this makes sense. Gioris. Why Gioris? Because Kevin the Daita La Giore Minata Nafshe. That a Gioris, she knows she's converting. She doesn't say, Sunday I'm non-Jewish and to the next day, Monday, I'm going to convert. No, there's a process involved. She's anticipating what's going to happen. It's a year process at least. So when she's 3 months away from converting, she's obviously going to make sure that she's protected not to get pregnant in order to distinguish between that Kidei Lahavchin Bein Zerel Shenizra Bekedusha. She wants to know whether she was pregnant when she was non-Jewish versus when she is Jewish. So certainly that case makes sense why a Gioris would be with Meshameshes B'moch. That much I get. And what about Shvuy of a Shivcha Nami? Also a woman who's held in captivity. That too makes sense. The Shame, the Memarayu, Mintar Nafshayu, that she hears from the masters that she's going to get let free or that they're going to, you know, freed from captivity or freed from Avdus, that they heard. So now the next few months they're going to protect themselves. However, let's say a woman, Eliotes Bishain Va'ayin Hecha Mishkachata. Let's say she goes free, not because the owner wanted or was willing to let her go free, but he knocked out her tooth or her eye, and then the dinner, she goes free as well. There was no anticipation in that case. That just happened Mimela. So how is she able to anticipate to use a moch in that situation that we don't have to wait 3 months? So again, I get when the master's going to free her, so he ready to start talking, having conversations. She's aware what's going to happen in a few months, so she protected herself. When it happened Mimela, so why was she protecting herself? So Gemara says, V'chitem, if you're going to say, kol de Mimela, mo de Rabbi Yossi, any situation that happens Mimela happens unexpectedly, Rabbi Yossi will admit that you would have to wait 3 months, Einach Hanami, if that's the case. V'hatan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us otherwise? Anusa, Umafuta, Tzricha lahamtin shlosha chadashim divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi matir liaris alinase miyad. Her woman was either coerced, or she was seduced, or she was raped. She does not have to wait 3 months, even Rabbi Yossi. Now, if she was raped, certainly that was memelo. That wasn't anticipated. So shouldn't Rabbi Yossi have to wait 3 months there as well? Elamai, Rabbi Yossi must hold across the board. These women never have to wait 3 months. But why not? If znus is common or in this situation, she should have to wait 3 months. And this is the punchline. The Gemara says no. You know why? Ella Amar Baye Isha Mizana Mishapechas Shlotis Aber. That Rabbi Yossi is of the understanding that even if she didn't expect it, even if it was a case of onus, even if it was a case of Shein V'ayin and it was unexpectedly she was free, she never has to wait 3 months because she's able to be Mishapechas. If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains here, Mishapechas, around halfway down the Rashi, is V'yaf Yotzi B'Shein V'ayin. Even if she was let free because knocked at the tooth or the eye, Nami Lekha Hashila Mifrach, there's no question of having to wait 3 months. The Chevan de Hippich Kalhula, it's very easy to flip her body around. Somehow, after being mezana, she can move her body around to avoid getting pregnant. It's an easy thing. It doesn't require much tircha. So therefore, ein bo tarach mesapechachi. She could quickly do this, easily do this. The chol isha mezana ain't a rota lishaber. She doesn't want to become pregnant in any situation. And therefore, she's able to somehow prevent and reverse that from her becoming pregnant. And there's no need to wait 3 months, according to Biosi. How come, if that's the case, if mesapechas is really an option to avoid pregnancy, so how come Rabbi Huda says, nonetheless, she does have to wait 3 months in all the cases? And the Gemara answers, ve'idach Rabbi Huda, that means, chayshin and shema lo nisafcha yafa yafa. Meaning, mesapechas works, but it has to be done well. And if it wasn't done well, it won't be effective. So Rabbi Huda was still choshish that maybe she was still pregnant from that previous relationship, and that's why, as an extra precaution, even though mesapechas may have been utilized, she still has to wait those 3 months as a extra protection, as an extra buffer. Gemara now says last few lines of the Amud here. The last few lines of the parak. Im hayu kohanes v'chulei. So we have the case of the Mishnah that if it's a situation of a kohenes, a woman who is either bas kohen, we'll see in a second, or an eishes kohen, the din was that she's machzir miyad. If she's not roi leleid, she gets married right away. She doesn't have to wait 3 months. However, she is pasul from eating truma. It's fine. So what's the case? Because the din is an Ashes Kohen, even if this case of onus, an Ashes Kohen is disqualified from her husband and also from eating truma. So Gemara says, Kohanos in Yisraelis lo. So it sounds like if it's a Bas Kohen versus a Bas Yisrael. So only a Bas Kohen can't eat, but a Bas Yisrael may eat. If you look at Rashi, there's a few Rashi Yisraelis lo. Not Nashe Yisraelim, but Yisraelis lo. Bitmiya. Yisrael is not, meaning Yisrael is allowed to. Hold the Ashes Kohen, if she's married to a Kohen, Afil Bas Yisrael Nami Asula Baila Kohen. She is also to her husband. How come the Mishnah implies only a Kohen, a Bas Kohen, is also to her husband, but a Bas Yisrael, who's an Ashes Kohen as well, is mutter to her husband? That doesn't make any sense. Amagwar says no. Im Hayu Nishe Kohanim. So the din is no, if she's married to a Kohen, she's an Ashes Kohen, whether or not she's a Bas Yisrael or Bas Kohen, the din is, in a case of onus or any of these situations, she would be asur to her husband, asur to truma. So Gemara says, really? Nishe Kohanim in, but Nishe Yisrael lo? Okay, so the answer is if she's an Ashes Kohen, but what if she's a Bas Kohen? Let's say she's married to Yisrael, but she's a Bas Kohen. Does that mean she could go back to her family and eat truma back at her family's house? She's also going to be disqualified, says Rashi. Nishe Yisraelim lo, b'tmiya. V'chi'im ba'alem shel eli Yisraelim, if they're married to Yisraelim, will they not be disqualified? Nami lakuna shim yamusu el, if their husbands, the Yisraelim, die, lo yinasu lakonim, they can't marry Cohen. So they'll still be disqualified even if they're married to Yisrael. So Gemara says, Vahama Rav Amin, doesn't Rav Amin teach us Hamilsa Amalam Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes taught us the following, Vanirinu le'enai mimasis, and he opened their eyes up to a Mishnah, Ashes Yisrael shenensa, if she was raped, even though she's mutter to remain married to her husband, she cannot marry a Kohen after that. So she does become possible, even if she's a Nishe Yisrael. So answer the Gemara, Amar Rav HaChikam, this is what it means to say. Im hayu kohanos nusuos Yisrael. If they're kohanos, if they're a Bas Kohen, who's married to Yisrael, nifsul minachuma debe nishayu. If they go back to their parents' house, they get divorced or they lose their husband, they cannot, if they go back to their parents' house where they grew up, they may not eat truma at that point anymore. And that's what the Gemara is talking about. Hajnalach arba achim. We now conclude the third parak. We begin the fourth parak. Okay. Says the Mishnah, the beginning of the fourth parak. Now, chalitza levimto, a person does chalitza to a yivama. The din is, v'nimtzas mu'baris, and turns out she's pregnant, v'yalda, now she gives birth to that child, I mean, she was pregnant from the previous marriage, from the brother, bizman she vlad she kayama, so if it was a vlad kayama, so no, it was a case of chalitza. So it's a vlad kayama, in other words, she had a child from the previous marriage, so there's no need, the chalitza was unnecessary, the chalitza wasn't needed at all, because she really, there's no din of yibum chalitza, she had a child, even though the child wasn't born, but a mu'baris is pater from Yibum Chalitza. So if Chalitza was done, she does not become a Chalutza if the child was a Vlad Shel Kayamahu. And therefore, who mutter b'krovoseh, he mutaris b'krovav. And he, the brother, the Yavam, is mutter to the relatives of the Yavama, and the Yavama is mutter to the relatives of the Yavam. Nothing was done, the Chalitza didn't register. If it's a case of v'lo pasa minakuna, she's not Chalutza, in other words, she can't eat Truma. If, however, ain't have Vlad Shekayama, it wasn't a good Vlad. Vlad wasn't Kayam. So, in other words, we view that there was a Chiv Yibum and Chalitza, and the Chalitza done by the Yavam was effective. Then, who Asir Bekrovosev? He Asir Bekrovo. When Chalitza is done, you can't marry any of the relatives of the Yavam and the Yavama. And also, pasim nakuna, because a chalutza cannot marry a kohen, like a grusha can't marry a kohen, and so to a chalutza can't marry a kohen. It was a good chalitza. And a kohen says yivamta, now a little bit trickier. Let's say he married the yivamta, yivam was performed, and nimses muberes, now she's pregnant, now it gets a bit trickier. The yalda, and she gives birth from the previous marriage from her original husband, bizman shez vlad she kayama. If the child was a kayama, was kayam from the previous marriage, in other words, there is no mitzvah of yibam. There's actually also now. It's actually a rios in this case because it's an eish ach sheish banim. So then yotzei, they have to get divorced. But chayavim karbon, the chayav karbon for violating eish ish was ones. They didn't know, but it was ones. And im ein vlad shakam, if it wasn't a vlad kayam, then kayam. Then that means there was a mitzvah of yibam, and they stayed married. Suffolk, it was a Suffolk ben tisha l'rishon. They don't know if it was a child from the first marriage or the child from the second marriage. Suffolk ben shiva l'achron, from the 9 months from the previous marriage or perhaps 7 months from the second marriage, from the yavam. Yo would say they have to get divorced because it may have been from the first marriage and there's no mitzvah yibam. However, the child, either way, avlad is kosher regardless, rashi mimonav shech, because if it was from the previous marriage, they're allowed to get married. If it was the second marriage, that means the first marriage didn't have wasn't pregnant. That means there was a mitzvah yibam in the second marriage and the child is also good. But since we don't know, we had the child certainly good. We just don't know who the father is, but they can't stay married lest that it was from the first husband and there's an isser yibam, isser arayos. And Gemara says, "V'chayav ma'ashem tala, chayav ashem tala," because it's a case of a safek. Now look at Tosis for a second. Dibur maskel nimtes muberes. Turned out she was pregnant. B'cholet toch gimel chadashim. It must be a case where they chalita within 3 months. They didn't wait the 3 months. Why? Dumid the sefer that kones yivamto dari toch gimel, because it has to be yivamo is also within 3 months. Why? Because di lacha shlosh, if they did this chalita nibam after 3 months, they waited the proper 3 months. Amai chayiv carbon. Why would there be a chayiv carbon? If it turns out she was pregnant from the first marriage, there shouldn't be a chayiv carbon. Why? Kamen derov nashim obrin nikar l'shosh. Most women, when they're one third in, they're 3 months pregnant, the first trimester, you recognize that they're pregnant. Vizu ho'velo huk obrin. Here, they didn't recognize she was pregnant. My havalei lemevan. He did the best he could. He waited 3 months, and now it turns out she was pregnant from the previous marriage. That's onus. When there's a case of onus, it was he didn't know he did the best he could. So he certainly popped her in a carbon. So the only time he would be chayv in a carbon if he went within the 3 months, he violated that din, saying he's chayv, he was shogeg, it wasn't mazid, he thought he was doing the right thing, but it was still shogeg that he went against the 3 month waiting period. So now the Gemara has an interesting lechlokas here. Lechlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakas. The Gemara says itmar. It says, hacholich limu beres vihipila. Let's say they do chalitza to a muberes, and she miscarriages. So she miscarries, and the question is, does that undo what happened? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, eino tzricha l'chalitza mina'achen. You don't need chalitza. It was a good chalitza. And Reish Lakish Amar, tzricha chalitza mina'achen. You do require chalitza, because if she's muberes, even though she's appeal, even though she miscarries it, in the end of the day, at that moment, it wasn't a good chalitza. So you have to do another chalitza from the brothers. It says, look at Rashi. Rashi writes, eino tzricha chalitza mina'achen. Da chalitza malyasi. It was a good chalitza, because l'maisa it was she's appeal. Reish Lakish says, shema chalitza. Rather, Rabbi Yochanan says, shema chalitza, says Rashi. When she miscarries, it's a good chalitza. Because retroactively, it turned out the pregnancy wasn't really considered a good pregnancy, and for that reason, the chalitza was effective. That's sheet that's Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says, no, if she's muberes, even though later on his apila, we don't say l'mafreya, and it was not a good chalitza, therefore, according to Reish Lakish. So Gemara says, furthermore, let's say it was bias muberes. Shema bias. Sorry, I skipped the line there. Again, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Tzricha Chalitza Menachen, Chalitza is Muber Shema Chalitza. Ubiya Muber Shema Bia. He also holds that Bia, when it comes to being Ba, Yibam on a Muberis, is also a good Bia. Reish Lakish Amar, Tzricha Chalitza Menachen, Chalitza is Muber Shlo Shema Chalitza, Ubiya is Muber Shlo Shema Bia. He also thinks that Bia also doesn't work if she's Muberis, again, only in a case where she's Muberis and Vipila. If she wasn't a pila, and if it was a Shakayama, that certainly would be also according to Rabbi Yochanan. But if it's Muberis, Vipila, that's a machlokas as well, bein bia, bein chalitza. So Gemara now says, what's the machlokas here? But my kemithlagi, ibai seima kra, ibai seima svar. We can explain the machlokas based on how to understand a pasuk or based on svar. Ibai seima svar, Rabbi Yochanan Tavar, im yavol yav yomar deha iabra mipuli mebaple, mila bar bas chalitza vibamhu. If Eliyahu would come today and say that this woman who's pregnant, it's a hepila, it's a miscarriage, it's not going to be a by kriyama, would we not trust Eliyahu Navi? Certainly we would, and therefore we would not view her as being pregnant. It would be a good yibam, it would be a good chalitza. Hashanami, here's well, even though Eliyahu is not telling us at the moment, But retroactively, we figure this out to Gloy Muslim Afreya, that the end will tell us the beginning that wasn't really good, it wasn't really Mubesh in the first place. Rish Lakish Amar, to Gloy Muslim Afreya Lom, we don't say such a thing. We look Mikan Laba, and Mikan Laba, the din is that we don't view her as not Mubesh, she was always Mubesh. You might say, alternatively, Krah, they argue about a Pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, if she has no child, there's a mitzvah of Yibum, and she has no child. And Rish Lakish Savar, we saw this earlier, a few days ago, maybe a couple weeks ago, Ayin Alav, you have to be Ma'ayin into things that we learned from this Josh, Zosa Gemara and Kedushin, that if she's a child, even if the child's a mamzer, that also exempts her for Yibum. So Rish Lakish has not only the status of that child, the Yichas of the child, but even if she has some far-fetched child, even in the Uberis, although it was a Pila, that also would be enough to exempt them from a mitzvah of Yibum and Chalitza. So that's machlokas between Rish Lakish and Yochanan, whether or not to Krah or to Svar. So Gemara now says Eisive. Eisive of Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Ein Havlad Shakayama, who, if the Vlad is not Shakayama, that means a Chalitza was a good Chalitza. Who Asur Bikrovo Seha, Viasura Bikrovo, because now she's a Chalitza. Upasim Nakuna. So Bishma I understand Lididi, according to me, says Rabbi Yochanan, Damina I hold Chalitza's Muberis, Shema Chalitza, Bishma Hachi Pasa. The case here is where she's Muberis, and therefore the Chalitza is effective. And that's why it's Asur with the Krovim. But Lidiach, according to you, Damers Chalitza, Muberis Lo Shema Chalitza, meaning if she's Muberis, Chalitza didn't take effect. So why is he Asur to her relatives? And why is she Asur to his relatives? Nothing took place because she was Muberis. Am I Pasa Minakuna? Gemara says, you're right. The reality is, she really isn't pasul. She's really not a chalutza, but as a chumer midirbanan, we answered her just because of the chumer. But mikra din, the chalitza is not effective. So Gemara says ikadami. Others, turn the tables that Reish Lakish is asking to Rabbi Yochanan. Ikadami acv Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Ein havlad shel kayama. If the child that's born to the yavama is not a kayama, so that means the chalitza was a good chalitza according to Rabbi Yochanan. Who aser bikrovoseh? The asura bikrova of pasim nakuna. Bishem lididi, according to me, says Reish Lakish, this all makes sense. Lididi da amina chalitza's muberes lo shema chalitza. I hold not good chalitza. Hainu dekatani pasim nakuma pasim nakuna luchumra. That's why it's pasim nakuna luchumra. Velokatani ena ticha chalitza minachem. If it's really true that chalitza was good, it should say you don't need chalitza. It doesn't say you don't need chalitza. It says she's pasul. It's a chumra. We make her pasul the kuna, but you still need a chalitza. It doesn't say you don't need a chalitza. We just say as much as she's pasul to kohen. That's what I'm saying, Reish Lakish, that she simply pasul midin chumra, but she still requires a chalitza. El lidach, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, who you think it's a good chalitza, it should really say ein atzicha chalitza min ha'achem mibarle. It should really say, not that she's pasul tukuna, of course she's pasul tukuna. It should say there's no need for chalitza because the chalitza was already effective, and memela should be pasul from a kohen. So it's a big kasha to you, Reish Lakish, to you, Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei ain't a chanami, right? It really should have said ain't a tzicha chalitza. Doesn't require chalitza, but the reason why they focus on pasul minakuna because I did the tana reisha la pasla tana pay seifa say pasla because since the reisha said she's not pasul, so to be consistent, they said in this case she is pasul. But ain't a chanami to be more accurate, it should have said ain't a tzicha chalitza. But they wanted the consistency of the language, the flow of the mission. So now they're going to ask us another question. We're going to ask a few more questions here. Acv Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. If the child isn't Kayim, it was an Aphel, Yakayim, they could stay married because she was never pregnant. We don't view her as being pregnant. And it was a good Yibum. So Bishmal Lididi says, Rabbi Yochanan, makes sense to me. Damina Chalitza's Muberes, Shema Chalitza, it's good Chalitza. And also, Bias Muberes, Shema Bia, Mishim Hachi Katani Yakayim. That's why they could stay married because it was a good Bia, even though she was Muberes at the time. El Lididach, according to you, Damis Chalitza's Muberes, Lo Shema Chalitza. How could they stay married? It should say Yachser v'Yivol v'Yakayim Yibarle. She has to have a bia again to Mikayim. You can't rely on the bia initially. So Gemara said, you're right. Mikayim, what do Yakayim mean? Yakayim means actively. You should be Mikayim it again, meaning Yachser v'Yivol v'Yakayim d'Losagi. It wasn't enough with the bia you had done when she's Muberes. You have to do another Yivam as well. That's what Yakayim means. Yakayim is to do it again to be Mikayim yet a second time, and therefore Reish Lakish could understand this case as well. Then the Gemara again switches it around. Ikadami, really, Eisvei Reish Lakish, the Rabbi Yochanan. Ein Avlad Shekayama, if when she was Muberes, it wasn't really Avlad Kayim. Yikayim, what does Yikayim mean? Yikayim means she should be Mekayim again. Bishmal Lididi, according to me, says Reish Lakish, Deamina Chalitza's Muberes Loshma Chalitza. And B.S. Muberes also Loshma Bia. That's what it says. Yikaim, which means Yachzer Yibal, the Yikaim Dilasagi Blav Hachi. They have to have Yibam a second time in order to establish and to strengthen that relationship. But El Lidach, according to you, the Mishnah really should say Ratza Yotzi, Ratza Yikaim Yibal. It should say either you could divorce her, or you can say married. But Yikaim sounds like you only have one option of being Mekaim a second time. You don't have to be Mekaim. According to you, they already were in a marriage. Einachram, you're right. But I did the Tana Reisha Yotzi, Tana Seifa Yikaim. Because the Reisha taught Yotzi, they wanted to be consistent with language to teach Yotzi as well. So they said Yikaim, even though they don't really have to be Mekaim yet again, a second time, because the Bia, when she's Muberes, was actually effective. So now the Gemara asks one last question, Mesivit. Hakone says Yivam Tov, Nim says Muberes, Harezu Lo Tinase Tarasa, Shema Yevlad Ben Kayama. So now, if she got married, and it turned out she was pregnant, so you cannot marry the Muber, the Tarasa, because maybe the Vlad was a Ben Kayama, and there's no mitzvah of Yibam in that case. Adirabba, Kihava HaVlad Ben Kayama, if it was a Vlad Kayama, Miftra Tzar, the Tzar actually gets to go free. So Gemara says, Ela Ema Shema Loye Vlad Ben Kayama, maybe the child wasn't a Ben Kayama, and the Yibam was a good Yibam with the Yivama, and therefore the Tzar remains Asur. Now, if it's really true that Bia when she's Muberes is really effective, like Rabbi Yochanan says, Amailo Tinase Terasa. Why is there no need to get married to the Terasa? V'tiftar Bia Shel Chavert. It should really say, when the Bia of the Muberes was there, it was effective. Not only is it effective to the Yivama, but also released the Tzara as well. It should say, V'niftara the Bia. Why did that Niftara Bia Shel Chavert? The Tzara goes free that way. Not simply, don't get married to the Terasa. It should say, she goes free. So Gemara says, Amar Bai, you're right. The truth is, Bibia Muberes, Bibia Kuyamalo Pliyid Lapater. Everyone agrees, when it comes to Bia, even Rabbi Yochum will agree that the Bia Muberes will not exempt the Tzara. Keep Pliyid, when they argue, they only argue about really Chalitza. The Chalitza is the Machlokas. That Rabbi Yochum Tzavar, Chalitza is Muberes Shema Chalitza, even though he agrees, Bia Muberes Lo Shema Bia. Reish Lakish Tzavar, Bia Muberes Lo Shema, and also, the Chalitza Muberes Lo Shema Chalitza. So there is a Machlokas by Bia, the only Machlokas is Chalitza Muberes. So Gemara said, we're going to just got to take the next few lines. We're going to stop in the middle. We'll continue this tomorrow. Amar le Rava. Rava says, Manavshach. I bias muberes shma bia, chalitza is muberes shma chalitza. I bias muberes lo shma bia, chalitza is muberes nami lo shma chalitza. How could you assume that there's a distinction? They should be the same. So Reish Lakish makes sense that neither works. But how could Yochanan split that by the bia doesn't work, but by the chalitza does work? The hakhaimam we hold, we'll stop with this line, the top line above, da kol ola libam ola chalitza. Whoever could do yibam, could do chalitza. V'chol she'ein ola libam, ein ola chalitza. But whoever can't do yibam, can't do chalitza either. So if Rav Yochanan really agrees that bium muberes doesn't work, which in other words, yibam muberes doesn't work, so certainly chalitza muberes shouldn't work either. So we'll stop here, we'll continue with Mirza Hashem tomorrow. Okay? A bit easier than the past.